Warning, warning, warning. Parental advisory. Explicit content ahead. We cannot guarantee what comes out of Amir and Tommy's mouth, so be warned. Strap in, not strap on, for the ride. Yeehaw, bitches.
Welcome to the This Is Growing Up podcast. I'm Tommy.
And I'm Amir.
Each week we'll be talking about all things growing up, a lot together really. Childhood memories, the trials and tribulations of adulting, and lessons we've learned so far. All while having a laugh and joke at the same time. Each week we'll have a new topic and the occasional special guest.
Ooh. Wow.
What was that?
Wow. Collins, wow.
What a lady.
What a lady. Oh, this is Texas. Come hold my titties. It's going down, 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 down. Hello! Oh, you son of a bitch!
Privately serenading me.
Oh.
I was getting all teary with the words.
Getting all wet.
It was great.
Wet.
From my eyes.
From your eyes, yeah.
Just getting teary from my eyes.
I'm moistening.
Everybody's teary-eyed.
Oh, look at us, eh? Singing.
We should never do it again.
No. Let's never sing.
Please don't sing.
Unless you want us to.
Oh, yeah.
In which case.
We'll do whatever you want.
We'll do whatever you want.
Come hit us up.
Come hit us up. How the devil are you?
Yeah, I think I'm good. Like,
you think?
Yeah.
Why do you think?
I don't know. This week's just like snuck up on me. Snuck up out of nowhere. Thursday's here. Podcast time.
It's podcast time.
Also had a cheeky little beer after work. So,
did you?
Yeah.
You little cheeky rascal. Little
just the one.
Couldn't find me doing that.
Well, you were sat next to me drinking a beer.
What did you have?
I don't know the name of it. It was like, I only ordered
you had a Stein,
because it was
you?
In a Stein, and yeah. I just think that's...
Very...
I'm not going to say, it's not sophisticated, but drinking a beer out of a Stein...
Oh, it's manly.
Like when we were in Germany, and they were like 2 pint Steins, weren't they?
Oh, they were...
I didn't realize
it was savage,
because we've been boozing for like since like 4 a.m. and I was like, yeah, these are good, my hands are getting smaller.
So's my wiener.
Can't get any smaller. Ooh. Yeah, no, I've been feeling rough, so I've just kind of been chilling.
Yeah,
watching a lot of Fallout. Yeah,
not started it yet, but I've heard very good things.
It's great, I love it.
Yeah.
And Married at First Sight. Catching up on Married at First Sight.
Yeah.
I'm deep into it.
Where are you?
I am at... I don't want to ruin it for you.
Should I tell you where I am?
Yeah, go on.
But I might ruin it for you.
Yeah, it's all right.
Richard.
Oh, shit.
Old man Richard and...
Kicked off in the commitment ceremony?
They've gone.
Yeah, they both put leave, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we're at that commitment ceremony where... What's his name? Jaden and Eden have had a bit of a flare-up on the sofa.
Oh, yes. Yeah, because he was like questioning whether she's the right person for him.
Yeah, whilst they were holding hands and like,
yeah.
They were like, oh, I don't know.
Touching each other.
Yeah, they were literally like,
oh, let me grab your breasts. I'm not sure if you're the one for me.
Oh, hang on. Yeah, you are.
You'll do.
Yeah, what about you? What have you been up to?
What have I been up to? Oh, wow.
You had a baby... Wow.
I had a baby lamb.
You had a baby lamb over.
I did have a baby lamb over. I'll put some pictures up for all the animal lovers.
Of what ended up in that curry afterwards.
It was delicious. No, we had a baby lamb over last week. Weekend. It was on Friday. It was carnage.
Absolute carnage.
Just barring.
Bah.
For like half an hour. Straight.
I don't know why when you said it was barring, I instantly felt that I had to go bah.
Yeah. Just like that for half an hour.
That's exactly like
but
that.
Then it chilled out, and then just spent the whole afternoon playing with Rufus, which is my dog.
Nice.
Yeah, and then what else? Just doing bits and bobs.
That's mad though. Not really many people, unless you live on a farm,
no.
have a yeah, live lamb.
Chatting to my neighbour, and he was like, I was like, oh, sorry for all the noise this morning. And he goes, did you have a lamb over? I was like, yeah, I did. He goes, I thought I was going mad. Yeah. I was like, I'm not drunk. It's 10 in the morning.
It might be drunk.
It could have been drunk.
Yeah, jealous.
But yeah, so yeah, had the like, El Whammo round.
Does the lamb have a name?
Yeah, Cutie Pie.
Cutie Pie.
Yeah, Zach named him.
Nice, love yeah. it. Okay.
Yeah.
How did he come up with that name?
I think just when we were down there, when like I think we went and saw it the day after it was born, and he's like, "Oh, Cutie Pie," that was it,
and it stuck.
That's your name.
All the other lambs start calling him Cutie Pie.
Why can't we be Cutie Pie? You're ugly.
Ugly fuck was like, I want to be Cutie Pie.
No, you're ugly pie. Get out of here. and then that just kind of, yeah, other bits and bobs and work.
Nice.
Yeah. And now we're here.
We're here. Looking where we want to be.
This is where I want to be.
Oh.
Forever.
Oh, you've got a memory.
We got a memory.
Memory.
So, I can't remember what year it was.
It was 2019.
Oh, yeah. The year of the COVID.
No, 2020 was the year of COVID.
Did it not sprout at like the end of 2019?
Yeah, but I remember like everyone was getting ill in December of 2019.
Yeah.
And then the UK shut down in like February, March.
Shut down.
Yeah, shut down like February, March 2020.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so we went to our mate's wedding in
Ibiza.
Ibiza. I'd
never been.
First time I went. I went solo because we just had a baby.
Cutie Pie.
Cutie Pie. He was so beautiful. I went solo. You went with Ems, and then we went with
K-Dog.
K-Hole. And then met everybody else out there.
It was a random one, because I think you were on the flight like a couple of hours before me, so we missed you at the airport.
Yeah.
But then, because there were so many of us going from this area, like no one, we knew who was going, but it was us going as a group of people had been so poorly arranged.
Yeah.
So we were just bumping into people at the airport.
Yeah. Because I remember, I think, J-Hole. I'm just going to call everyone by their first name and then just put Hole at the end.
Goldman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He went, like, a few hours before we went. Because I remember we met him out there.
Right, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So he went to Ibiza, never been. It's great. It's good fun.
It's fucking hot, though.
All sorts happened.
Yeah. Oh. Was it? I think we landed crazy. Well, you landed before us. I think we missed you at the hotel because you were going to check out a club.
Yeah.
And then I was like, nah, I'm not. I'm going to. Me and Ems went around the corner and got cocktails.
Delicious.
It was good.
Cocktails minus the tails.
Ooh-wee.
Just cack. Just cack.
Yeah, but I remember you came. I saw you the next morning when you were like, I said, how was the club, man? You're like, fucking hell, it's like €14 for a bottle of water.
It's outrageous. Yeah. And it's just, like, when like we got there, I mean, everyone must have been in there for a little while. We turned up late.
Sober.
Sober.
Yeah.
And you step in there and everyone just looks like zombies. They're all just off their nut.
They've all had a little bit of help.
A little bit of help to keep them going, and they're all in there just like that.
Well, like chickens.
chicken run. What we do? Dawn of the Nugget.
Dawn of the Nugget.
They're literally just like that. You go, whoa, what is going on?
Well, they're all pecking.
They're bobbing to the music.
Yeah.
But, yeah, very overwhelming. And then we were there for like a little bit, and then we were just like, wow, let's get out of here.
Yeah.
Let's just go back. And then, obviously, the wedding wasn't until like a couple of days after.
I think it was on the third day, right?
Yeah.
So, I think one of our friends lives in Gibraltar.
Gibraltar.
And he was like, lads, I'm coming. I'm going to meet you. And we're like, oh, sweet. Come see us at our hotel. Rocks up. All right, lads, are you going to be sitting in our bar, have a cheeky little beer with him, reminiscing because we haven't seen him for a couple of hours, and then a couple of years. And then he comes up with a, can I stay in any of your rooms? Because I didn't book a hotel room. At which point I was like, right, can't stay.
Not with me, because yeah. I'm with my missus.
Can't stay with me and my missus, mate. Yeah.
I was like, ah. I was like, you could stay in ours if you want to, but you've literally got the floor.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was like, Yeah, all right, I'll take it.
Didn't even have a blanket or... did you guys get... He had like a pillow or...
Yeah, he had like a pillow. And I think maybe one night he slept in the bath. But yeah, he was like, yeah, I'll just kip on your floor. I don't have anywhere to stay.
Legend.
I was like, yeah, all right, sweet. And I remember actually when we left, because we left before him because his flight wasn't till the next day.
It was the next morning.
It's the next morning.
Yeah.
And we were like, we've got to like check out. So I'm not quite sure like what it is you're going to do. And he was like, just leave me in the room. We're like, what? He's like, just go and check out, but just leave me in the room. And if someone comes in, I'll just ask them.
Because it was one of those rooms where you put the key card in and it turns the power on.
Yeah.
So we figured it was like, it doesn't have to be the room key card. It can be anything. So I think, didn't he use his driving license to power the room? And
I think he then later said that someone came in and he booked the room for the night. But mental.
But on that same trip, so I think we met up with everybody. So people were like spread all across like a certain part of... Ibiza, and Bobby had arranged for us all to meet in like a bar and just have like a Haywards crew get together. And that was I think it was super early in the afternoon.
Yeah,
and that went on until ended up going on to like 4 or 5 in the morning.
Yeah,
I remember we found like an 80s bar.
Yep, love a
love an 80s bar.
Love an 80s bar.
And then we all decided we were all hammered. The wedding was the next day, and it's about 2 or 3 in the morning, and we all decide. Best thing to do is go find a club.
Yeah. Best thing to do.
Obviously. Which at what point, I remember we were standing there and you were like, fuck. Someone just nicked my phone or something like that, right?
I remember it like it was yesterday. I remember we were walking, we'd been to like a bar or whatever. I remember we were walking out and this guy was just running. He ran past, knocked into me and then just like carried on running. And then I didn't realise till when we got to like the next place. I think we were like walking across like where the beach was to like to go to the next place. And I was like touching my pockets. So I was like, phone's gone. Phone's gone.
Fuck.
And then I was like, I knew it.
It's so weird.
And I was like, oh, God, man. Like,
that was the second day.
What a pain, like trying to get hold of like, because it was an iPhone at the time. And I was like trying to get hold of Apple to like, deactivate everything and my phone bill. I was like, just block everything, block it all.
Stitch me up, make me uncontactable.
Yeah. But yeah carnage. Bullshit, man. But good trip, good wedding.
It was a great
good fun, hot and sweaty.
Loved it.
Yeah. I think it's the only wedding I've ever been to where I've worn shorts.
Yeah.
And I loved it. I loved it.
I think, yeah, because they were like, oh, the ceremony had to be mid-afternoon, didn't it? Because they were it's too hot.
Yeah.
And everyone's sat there going, I was as well, going, this is stunning. We've got a great view because we're on top of a cliff.
Yeah.
And, we've got the, like,
got the great view of your sweaty pits.
I was just, dehydrating. I looked like a raisin. I was like, oh, fuck. Give me some shade. Give me one of those little umbrella hats or something like that.
All the moisture from your body's gone. You're just...
Do you remember Kenny? During the wedding reception, he's running around the chair.
He was absolutely carnage.
Blottoed.
It was great, though.
Legend.
That was good fun.
Yeah, that's our first and only... Oh, I haven't been to a wedding abroad, apart from that one.
No.
Hopefully there's more. But I think most people we know are married now. I mean, if you want to invite us to weddings...
Hey, if you want us to come to your wedding, let us just drop us a and we'll come.
Yeah, we'll get absolutely hammered.
Wedding crashers, we'll they talk call to us.
Anyone and everyone.
Everyone.
We'll do it.
We'll do it.
We'll do it, man.
Send us invites.
Yeah.
Send us invites to your wedding if you're getting married.
Yeah. I mean.
Or other people's weddings.
And the stag. We'll come to the stag, everyone. Love
we'll
a stag.
We'll just come.
Love a stag.
We'll come everywhere.
We've just been invited on another stag.
We have.
Which I'm super excited about. Yeah. I love a stag, dude.
We love a stag.
All right, I think that's our memory.
That's our memory. Yeah. Weddings abroad. Well, now we're going to do a quick short spot. We've not done it for a while. I'm just throwing it in real quick.
Go on,
just throwing the hat in real quick.
What are we talking about?
Champo League last night. Quick one.
Or the Night of Hate, as Twitter called it.
Really?
Yeah, because everyone was buzzing about Arsenal and City getting knocked out.
Oh, yeah.
And Saka was getting a lot of hate last night.
Getting the hate.
That little limp he's got. That limp is getting picked up. People are discussing the limp.
Yeah. But yeah, wasn't our night, wasn't City's night, which made it slightly better that they went out as well.
Especially with Bernardo Silva's penalty.
Yeah.
Little gremlin.
Little gremlin. But yeah. So yeah, we're just keeping that short. That's real short.
That is real short. People are going to be like, what was the fuck? What's the point?
What's the point? There is point.
There is point.
We're keeping it slightly alive.
What is relevant? Keeping it relevant.
Keeping it relevant. Yeah. We know you don't like us talking about it too much or too much football talk. Yeah. But we've got every now and then.
It was trending on Twitter, so we had to
we'll
talk
spring
about
it on you.
Yeah.
We'll spring it on you.
Twitter's where I get a lot of my news from.
Nudes? Wow. Send some over.
There are a lot of nudes on Twitter.
Mainly talking of nudes, men. Charmaine, stop sending pictures. Please. Stop. It's too much. I don't have any more room on my phone.
He's had to buy a second phone.
Right, we're going to talk topics.
Oh, yeah.
Top picks. Top, talking of top picks.
Nudes.
Nudes. Topics. We're talking about...
Turning 18.
Turning 18. Yeah. When you first go, oh, I can legally go out clubbing.
The first thing I want to talk boozer. About, turning 18,
yep.
It's the year when... That's when New Year's Eve parties got shit.
Oh.
Or New Year's Eve in general got shit.
Ah, blah, 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 blah. We went to a lot of house parties.
Yeah, but I went to a lot.
God, that bloody helicopter.
Looking for you.
You can't find me in here.
I went to a lot of New Year's Eve parties where, after turning 18, so before you turn 18 and it's a house party,
yep.
It's always great.
Great.
You're all this booze. You don't realise that you can't drink, so you just hammer it all down yourself and throw it all down yourself.
Just, I'm not drinking.
But it's great because you're up until like 4 in the morning and then you go to work or whatever and you don't even batter an eyelid. You turn
That's because you're young.
Yeah.
Can't do that now.
Turn 18 and then I'm like, oh, what are we doing? Go down the pub where it's like absolutely heaving, it's rammed.
You've normally got to pay to get in.
Yeah, oh. to the pub where you go like Friday and Saturday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Fuck off, I'm not paying to get in here.
That's my only negative about turning 18.
Yeah. Yeah. The good things.
Yeah. What did you do for your 18th birthday?
I don't even remember. That was that long ago.
A couple of years ago.
Yeah. Turning 18, what did I do? Maybe I had a party.
Yeah.
I want to say I had a party, but I also want to say, I don't know. I remember actually, it's maybe not when we turned 18 because there's a few years difference between us, but when Oceana first opened.
Oh.
We were young then.
Yeah.
It first opened and we got an invite to their opening night because K-Hole worked there.
Yeah.
Wow.
I
VK apples and sticky floors.
I love a VK apple. My heart will always belong to the event though.
Yeah.
But that night, Kizza was working behind the bar.
Yeah.
In his little sailor's outfit that they had to wear at Oceana. And I remember they'd only been open for like 4 or 5 hours and he'd only been working a couple of them. And then he just randomly came out from behind the bar in his little sailor's outfit, load of drinks. And then he was like, ah, screw this. If I just take my top off, I've got a black t-shirt underneath. I just spend the rest of the night with you guys. No one will notice.
Just drank with us.
He was like, we've got all of the staff on. Yeah. No one will know.
No one will know. Yeah.
So he just hung out.
That was good. The walkabout.
Loved the walk. Like basically like a bar crawl around Brighton every, five, 6 nights a week, basically.
The walkabout was good. I think we've spoken about Illusion before.
Picture of Illusion. We got that on the Stags we went to Bournemouth last year.
Yeah.
Was it last year? Year before?
Yeah.
Went back through the years and got some pictures of Illusion.
Delicious.
But my mistake is it was just a picture for me.
That's not a mistake.
Yeah, but I'm a lightweight, remember?
Saves you having to go up again.
Lightweight,
smash
baby.
Smash out a picture. Wait.
For my 18th, I'd already been drinking for like a couple of years.
Yeah.
I had...
down the green room.
Come on, down the green room, in Parks.
In Parks.
And I had a joint party with Grimesy.
Oh, the D-O-double-G.
At the Duck. Do you remember?
Oh, the Duck.
Yeah.
Well, actually, was it you?
It wasn't mine, it was Kizza's.
No. Who was I talking about old pubs with? Not you. I was talking about...
But you've got other friends.
Oh, my God. I'll just let it slip.
Son of a gun.
Oh, my God. Old pubs in the Heath, in the Haywards Heath. The Sussex, remember the Sussex?
I never went in there. I remember it.
Where Carpet Rite is.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Sussex. Then you got the Duck.
Great pub, R.I.P.
The Golden Eagle.
Yeah, I was...
I think I went in there like once or twice.
Wipe your feet on the way out.
Oh, and on the way in. What an establishment.
What a finest... No, I never went there. Can't pass comment.
Yeah, wow. Some absolute... belters.
My 18th, I was like, I'm never going clubbing. I'm happy just sat in the pub having beers. And then I remember I was getting Dave Anthony kept on buying aftershocks.
Dave Anthony.
There's a name no one's heard for a while.
What kept flavor?
Cinnamon. It was a cinnamon one. Because what was it? They had green, blue and red. That was all the aftershocks, right? I don't think there was any more.
Why are you drinking cinnamon?
I love a bit of cinnamon. Oh. So I'd done about four or five of those, but he said about a trick where like you hold it in your mouth for like 10
hello hold it in your mouth and it'll go off,
and then he bought me a drink. Yeah, you hold it
if
in
you
your
hold
mouth
this like, in your mouth for a little bit, I'll buy you a drink.
You put that in your mouth, don't tell anyone.
don't tell anyone. I can see it.
I'll give you whatever you want. Yeah, he was like, if you put this in your mouth for like 10-15 seconds and then when you swallow it, oh fuck, it's getting worse.
Yeah,
you like take a sharp breath in.
Wow, what an experience that was.
Oh shit.
Yeah,
this is your mum's garden all over.
This is your mum's garden back so again, part three.
We did like three or four of those and I'm like, my head's a bit blah. I turn around, my dad's got a double JD and Coke.
Oh,
so I literally had no idea what I drank, you know. You just like, oh, I'll have beer, I'll have this, I'll have that. So I was a double JD and Coke, so I was like, I used to think, oh, it'd be cool if I just take the ice out and neck drinks.
Yeah.
So I was like, dude. I was like, shit.
Shit.
Straight outside. It's gone. See you later. Thanks very much.
Gone.
As a load of my relatives are turning up. I was like, all right.
Oh, my God.
I'm great, thanks. And as I went in, my mum was like, get some bread down. Go on, have some bread.
Well, she's unraveling her tits.
No, they stayed firmly wrapped up.
Oh, they're firm, are they? someone wrote in Nights at the Pav Tav, and I say someone, it's Jen, but
she loves a night at the Pav Tav.
Nights at the Pav Tav was great, no longer there. Devastating.
It is another pub though, they've opened it up as another pub.
Yeah, but it will never be the same
if they're not playing Fallout Boy and the floor's not covered in piss. I don't want to go in there.
Nope. So that's next. Another one, sticky floors and Pav cheap Tav. drinks.
I had a lot of like birthdays, like we'd go to Pav Tav.
Yep.
Yeah, loved it.
Played gigs there.
Yeah, I played a couple of gigs there.
Yeah, a couple of gigs at Pav Tav.
Weren't great for a gig, was it?
No.
Because it's that tiny little area.
Tiny little, yeah. But no, it's good fun, Pav Tav.
Tiny little what?
Area.
Yeah.
Olas. Areolas.
Thought we can do that thing where we finish each other's sentences, but you know.
I thought you were for nipples.
Yeah, I was thinking it.
I knew it. Has anyone else wrote in thinking, oh my goodness.
That's a lot. I feel like we might need to pause to read that. This ain't Texas.
Do you know what? This is long.
That's what she said.
Okay, so this one we might have to... I think this one's like a whole episode in itself.
All right, we're going to come back to it.
We might have to revisit this maybe next week.
All right.
Because it's long. It's long. Thanks, Charmaine.
It's not another nude, is
it's
it?
It's another nude.
Right, okay.
I can't talk about that.
In the mirror.
Oh, stop sending nudes. We will. That looks like it's a whole topic in itself.
Buzzing.
Yeah.
Sweet, okay.
And plus, I'll ask if we can have permission to read it out.
Yeah, all right.
Always ask for permission.
From the bill payer.
From the bill payer,
who's
yeah.
Bill?
Why is he paying?
What's that? Some sort of pervert. turning 18, I was like, nah, I'm never going clubbing. Not for me. No, I'm good, thanks. And I worked in a pub at the time.
Yeah.
And they were like, come clubbing with us. And I think I spent about 3 years just clubbing silently.
I remember doing a year sober clubbing.
Why? Were you driving?
Just driving. Yeah.
Fuck that.
Do you know what? It was all right. Still had a good time.
I think I drove once.
Ooh.
Clubbing.
Do you know what?
I just had Red Bull all night.
Yeah. Red Bulls. Oh, poor you. Why were they red? Ooh.
I didn't say what club it was.
Little punch bags.
Little, yeah, average size punch bag.
Yeah, year sober clubbing.
Not a fan of that.
Do you know what? Wasn't too bad. Didn't mind it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Saved a bit of money.
Saved a bit of money. Get people to pay petrol.
But I always felt like you could. When I was 18, I was hung. I probably was out drinking a lot, that there wasn't a chance for a hangover to kick in.
To catch me. Oh, catch me!
Catch me if you can! But I just felt like bounce back like that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You could literally. I remember like times we'd go and meet Bob at Fox and Hounds, and we'd literally go out till like 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
Come back, and then we'd work again, and then be like, should we go down Brighton again? It's like, yeah, all right.
I remember I'd be working at like the pub up the road, and then the phone would ring. If it was like after 10:30 and the phone rang, I'd be like, and I didn't want to go clubbing, I'd be like, no one answer it. No one answer the phone. And then every now and then somebody would answer it. And I'd be like, if I didn't want to go, I'd be like, oh, no, no thanks. Because I'd be in black shirt and like school trousers because I'd work in the pub. And then that was the uniform. I didn't want to dress like a schoolboy. And then sometimes I'd be like, nah, Bob, I can't, mate. I'm honestly, I'm all good. I'm knackered. I've been working, like, I haven't had a day off for like 2 weeks. He'd be like, yeah, okay, mate, no worries.
And he'd just turn
up. Yeah, and he'd just turn up. I'd get him off the phone and I'd be like, oh, sweet, that was easy. And then either like he would just turn up or you and him would turn up. And they'd be like, "Wee, let's go." I'm like, oh, no, I'm not going. You're like, yeah.
We're going.
But if Ellis was managing, he'd be like, I'll let you finish now and you can go with them, or you've got to stay on for like another 3 hours. And I'm like,
bye, yeah, Ellis. Just go.
All right, I'll just go then. Cheers, man.
Cheers, mate. Yeah, it was good fun.
Loved it.
Loved it. We'll talk more stories of turning 18,
yeah,
because we've got a lot to get through.
I've got a story. I want to ask you on another episode about your worst hangover, because all of mine after the age of 30 are my worst hangovers, but I've got one time from when I was like in my mid-20s.
Yeah.
And that nearly finished me off.
Did it?
Under the table.
Who was it? Who was he?
It was you.
Oh, it was me. Check these lips. We'll revisit stuff, because I've got a good one. It's to talk about hangovers and being absolutely wasted. We are going to talk about clicking your knuckles. Conspiracy theories.
Yeah, we've the Avril Lavigne ones like caught a bit of pace
randomly. Obviously, we're talking about Avril Lavigne and the conspiracy theory. I was like on my Instagram story and Avril Lavigne was on it.
Right.
And it was like a little caption was like, everything that I get asked about on my Instagram, like questions or stuff that people said, is like something to do with whatever. And then the next one was, am I the real Avril Lavigne?
Fuck.
Is she?
Well,
is she real? You've got something.
Hang on,
we won't talk about that first, because that, or is that the first one?
Nah, we can do whatever we want.
Do you know what? Let's talk about it.
I can stay Avril up to whatever time I want.
You can.
About 12:30.
All right, yeah. So, not just, because I know we spoke about this on the last episode. We did mention it.
Avril Lavigne.
Oh, right, yeah. But obviously we're going to dig deep into her conspiracy theory. Dig deep. Because apparently she's dead. So we're going to dig and find out if she's there or not.
You saved it.
Because other people have messaged us as well. The same thing.
What? So like the first one I'm looking at here is the Mandela effect. So it's not like a conspiracy theory, but it's kind of, it's like a group of people misremembering.
Yeah.
So a lot of people think that Nelson Mandela died in prison. So like loads of people misremember the same thing.
Yeah.
But he didn't. He was released from prison.
Yeah.
And then he died years later. So that's the Mandela effect. Like groups of people misremembering. So then I thought, right, I'll have a look up of, a lot of them are movie related and like death related in all honesty. But a few of the key ones that I found are, and I haven't checked it.
No.
To to validate it, but the first one is about the song We Are the Champions by Queen.
Okay.
So it's I played at every sports event basically after someone wins or whatever.
Yeah.
Now, what it says here is that people swear that at the end of the song, Freddie Mercury belts out, "We are the champions of the world." But the song actually just ends with "No time for losers." You look so unimpressed with that, or are you trying to...
I'm trying to run it back in my mind.
Yeah.
So he ends it on, "We are the champions of the world."
No time
for losers.
It's just, "We are the champions." It just ends with "No time for losers."
But people think it ends in...
"Of the world."
"Of the world."
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. This is a huge one. So it's from Star Wars.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So Darth Vader doesn't say, "Luke, I am your father."
He says,
"No."
"Hello."
He just says,
"Do you need a hand, my boy?"
That's gone. Oh, no, yeah, because he cuts his hand off.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Come on.
God damn it. No, he just simply says, "No, I'm your father." Because everyone thinks, "Luke, I'm your father.
Luke, I'm your father."
It's, "No." "Shit, I'm..." "Luke, go to your room." Yeah.
"Luke, I am your father."
Now, this one, I think this one has been debated between me, you, and K-Hole until the early hours of the morning.
"Run, you fools."
Yeah.
"So, fly, you fools."
In Lord of the Rings, when Gandalf tells Frodo and the rest of the crew, "Run, you fools," before a dramatic fall.
"Run, you fools."
And the battle with Elrogio.
Yeah.
The wizard is actually saying, "Fly, you fools."
Is he, though?
But I don't know if it's a difference. I think it's a difference between the book
and the film.
And the film.
That's the thing.
That's what it might be. So it's basically just a lot of misremembering.
"Fly, you fools."
"Run, you fools."
"Run, you..." I mean, it's...
"I'm by..."
So
you fools.
They're saying it's "Run, you fools."
No.
They're saying "Fly, you fools."
apparently, it's actually "Fly, you fools."
But it does sound like, "Run, you fools."
Yeah. But you know, it's like, you know when you're singing along to a song and you don't know the words, so you just go... Maybe Ian McKellen didn't know what it was, so he was just like, "Baby fools."
"Gary, hurry. You must run."
Gary.
Gary the snail.
Get out of here.
Get out of here, Gary. Okay, yeah, nice.
Got another one.
Oh, go on.
And it's not Mandela effect related. That's not really a conspiracy theory, but it is interesting.
It is interesting.
This one's a bit more like, it's a bit
sexual.
Darker.
It's darker.
None of them are sexual. Just want to make a statement.
A sexy
Nothing
statement.
On here is sexual. There are no sexual conspiracy theories that I'm reading out.
The police are at the door.
That was quick. And called them 5 minutes ago. This one's about MK. Someone sent this one in about MK Ultra.
Yeah.
I kind of know a little bit about it, not a great deal, so I'm just...
Which apparently has been confirmed?
Yeah. Genuine, yeah. So MKUltra was a top secret CIA project in which the agency conducted hundreds of clandestine experiments, sometimes on unwitting US citizens. So it was to assess the potential use of LSD and other drugs for mind control, information gathering, and psychological torture.
Oof.
So they would, like, create agents just drugging the shit out.
Yeah.
A lot of people think... So I have listened to a podcast, Joe Rogan podcast.
Yeah.
Where he's had an author on for...
Shout out to Joe.
Thanks for listening, bro. And he's had an author on a book on called Chaos, which is all about like MK Ultra and the Manson family. So they reckon that Charles Manson was like MK Ultra because he was like drugged
just
up.
Just drugged up to his nut.
Yeah. Well, that was that shit. Like, just drug him up, get him to do some stuff for you. See where we go.
What kind of stuff?
Sex stuff.
No, you said there was nothing sexual. I've caught you out, you little rascal.
There's nothing sexual. I said nothing sexual on here.
Aha! Touché!
A lot of the other ones were like super dark, which I didn't really feel was...
Let's not go too dark. But maybe one.
Which one? Which one do you want to go for?
What's dark but not too dark? It's not a joke. It's not a joke.
That was rhetorical. Please tell me that was rhetorical. Okay. I think this one, which So it's called Wellesley sent this in, as we mentioned his name a few times tonight.
Yeah.
It was about, what's his name? Richard.
Oh, Richard Bride.
Richard Bride.
Antarctica.
Antarctica Mystery.
Yep.
In the lot of time I spent researching this.
Yep.
It basically, he
is
was.
Is that amongst the abundance of nudes that Charmaine sends us?
I wasn't looking. I was researching the Avril Lavigne stories while you were vetting the nudes being sent in by your wife's friend. So this guy was like a famous explorer, and he led like loads of people on a expedition to the South Pole.
Yep.
And the it's something called Operation High Jump, which okay. they reckon is like the biggest cover up in Antarctica. So it's apparently it's where there's like a load of UFOs, and they spotted UFOs and shit like that.
Yeah.
Didn't really grab too much information on this one.
Big Rich.
Yeah. A naval officer came up with an unbelievable story, which he remembers in, seeing like huge openings in the ice where like UFOs were.
They say that they're out of. In the icicles.
Really?
Apparently,
yeah. You've heard that kind of jazz before?
I've heard that jazz before, yeah.
Okay. But yeah, Operation
High. But that's also like the whole like NASA thing as well. I feel like we're going to get, like, shut down. Shut down! Like NASA, because they used to explore the sea before they explored space. Didn't they?
The final frontier.
Apparently so. And then they just stopped. They were like, nah, we're not having it.
Oh.
They found something. What they found?
Captain America?
In the sea.
Oh, no, he's in the ice, wasn't he?
SpongeBob?
He lives in a pineapple under the sea.
Maybe that's what they found.
What, a pineapple under the sea?
Yeah. Just like, whoa, this is weird. Get out.
SpongeBob and Patrick.
Yeah. Squidward. If I saw Squidward, I'd be out.
He's miserable shit, isn't he?
Yeah. Gary the Snail can come, though.
Yeah, he's no trouble.
He's no trouble.
Have you seen the SpongeBob movie?
I've seen them all.
Antonio Banderas?
They're great.
There's more than one?
Oh, there's loads.
Is there?
Yeah. Oh, is that the one with Keanu Reeves?
I don't know. I don't think I've seen that.
Ooh, it's good.
Well, does
I was
he voice
it this morning?
Does he voice one of the characters?
No, he's actually it's actually Keanu Reeves.
Oh, I'm not sure if he's in it then.
Spaceships. Hell, near that? Him.
It's the FBI, mate. It's
mate, they're here.
It's the feds.
Fuck, we're getting closed down before we get. Oh no, officer. Yeah, Rich, Big Rich.
Right, now I'm going to move on to the big stuff.
We're not going to talk about the petrol stations. I feel that's a bit morbid.
Yeah.
But aliens built the pyramids.
Aye, we all know that anyway. How would they move? How would they... Right. So, the blocks. I've never been to Egypt, have you?
Never.
So, right. So we're the best people to talk about this then.
Yeah.
Fine, sold.
Big blocks.
How would they move it?
Didn't they have, like, logs? Where'd they get the logs from? It's desert. Oh, it's...
Done. Solved.
I've solved it.
But there's... So if you rolled the logs on sand in the desert,
yeah,
is that not just going to sink?
But where they get the logs?
Well, there's probably trees around.
Yeah, little oasis.
I mean, there's a McDonald's there now, isn't there?
Yeah, but how many logs would they need?
Seven.
A lot.
I'm going with seven.
Seven logs.
Yep.
Do you reckon they roll it a little bit and then take... Someone runs round to the front, drops one. They've rolled... Someone runs round and drops it.
I remember in year four, we had to like do a little experiment. That's when you study Egypt in year four.
Yeah. And you went, I'm not having this. And you went, I got up. I'm in a UFO. Picked it up.
Started talking about the Illuminati and shit like that. But there's like, we had to, you get a block, you roll it, and then, oh, the one at the back comes loose, doesn't it?
Cause you're because you're moving it forward.
So you get the one from the back, move it forward, underneath. It's a long old process.
80 years, apparently, the pyramids of Giza.
Danny Dyer.
The
Pyramids of Danny Dyer.
The Pyramids of Danny Dyer. 80 years to build it.
By the way, this is unbelievable.
What's it called? Juicy apples.
Bad apple monster.
But is it bad?
Sensational.
Tastes like VK apple.
Nothing tastes like VK apple.
No.
That's no. But the thing is, it's like completely digressing. When you drink 25 VK apples in a night out, there's so much sugar in them, you get home at 5 in the morning, you're like, yeah, I'm gonna smash out 4 hours of sleep, and then you're like, I'm buzzing, I had so much sugar, I'm buzzing.
Let's go to the gym. Come on. The aliens built the pyramids. Apparently so. And here's the next one. The moon landing was fake.
Yeah, I've never really...
Something about his footprint or something. The footprint wasn't the same as what his boot was.
Really?
Apparently so.
And oh, isn't there also that the flag was waving in the live stream?
Yeah.
But there's no atmosphere, no wind, no gravity. No.
Who's blowing it?
Ooh.
There's a little alien standing next to it. I got it for you, Neil.
Neil's like, if you're gonna blow on that,
have a go on this pole, you little rascal.
There we go. That's us finishing each other's sentences.
Yeah, the moon landing was fake. Let's try and find some clips
of the moon landing.
Yeah, not now.
Oh yeah.
But we'll find some.
Okay.
Because it's got potential.
What about the world being flat?
Oh, the flat earthers.
Mm.
What do you think?
I mean, there's literally
a sphere.
thousands of videos of the world from above.
Yeah.
And then it's round.
Curved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
there's that one.
Shut your damn mouth.
Mystery solved.
Yeah. How many have we knocked out? Conspiracy theories.
We're knocking them all out. Keep them coming.
And the theories.
The next one we're not going to comment on. I don't think it's appropriate.
Nah.
But thanks for your 9/11. But no, thank you.
Yeah. No. I'm going to just turn off before that. Veering right off.
Yeah. Gone.
Getting involved.
Another one was your mum. Conspiracy theory.
Pretty sure she's real.
Oh, I've seen her.
Pretty confident she's real.
I've seen her and her fruit winders.
Fruit winders.
Yeah. I've seen her.
The fuck.
Here's another. OJ Simpson. Can we talk about this now? Because he's now
dead.
He's passed.
Yeah, he's kicked it.
OJ Simpson didn't murder those people. His son did, and he helped cover it up.
How old was? Have you seen the show, like the People versus OJ Simpson?
Is that the one where like Kim Kardashian, the Kardashians' dad was his lawyer?
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that, maybe. Yeah, I think so.
It's a good show.
Mm.
It's interesting, and you just think.
But I saw something the other day that he confessed. But was he just confessing?
No, was it not like a witness saying that he knows that OJ paid like a local crime family to do it for him?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe it was that. That was a headline, but I mean, it's the news. Who can trust it, really?
I do. Get your news off Twitter.
Do you know what? Who is reliable?
Go on.
We are.
Us and Fabrizio Romano.
Is he, though?
Yeah.
Remember that time? I'm going back.
Yeah,
I'm going back.
That was about Anthony.
But was that a mistake?
I think that was a mistake. I think that was user error from my part, not Fabrizio's.
Okay.
Yeah. He knows it. He knows everything.
He knows stuff that's happening before it's happening.
Yeah. He's like Mystic Meg.
He's a magician.
Suck magic. Yeah. Did you ever used to watch that?
Yeah.
Tiny Tots. They had the weirdest voices, didn't they?
Very strange.
Like, and
it's like the head from Art Attack.
Yeah, who came up with that and thought that was a good idea?
Like, how many times has Neil had a go on that?
Yeah, he clearly carries it around.
Drops his
bag.
Cake. Come on.
Do you want to take your bag for you? Say, no, it stays with me. Got far too many secrets. And he's like, let me out.
What's happened to him?
I just want to brush my teeth.
What's happened to Neil?
He's in a metal band.
What?
Did you not know this?
Neil Buchanan is in a metal band.
Neil Buchanan is in a metal band. Hang on.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. This is sensational. What's it called?
It is called...
The Head.
I'm looking for it whilst...
Talking about nudes. OJ Simpson didn't murder people. Well, again, I've not really looked too much into it, but...
Yeah, I feel like that... It's been going around for years.
Yeah.
Never gets solved.
That's like the whole JFK...
Oh, the assassination. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Neil Buchanan, 15 years before he ever stepped into Art Attack, Studio Floor, was a founding member and guitarist of a heavy metal act, Marseille.
Marseille.
Yeah, but I feel like he was in a different band.
We need to try and find some music.
I feel like he was in a band after Art Attack.
Are you not just thinking about like Johnny Depp?
What's his band called?
Mm.
It can't be great, can they?
Sauvage.
It's a good smell.
It's a great smell. Love it.
Mm.
It's nice.
Have you got like a... Hang on. No, let's finish. Let's finish the conspiracy theories before I ask you about your like aftershaves that you use for going out and shit like that.
Okay.
Right, what else we got? Can we move on to the Avril Lavigne one now?
Let's go. Let's do it.
All right, you'd think I'd be ready for that, wouldn't you? I should be. Right, so I touched on it briefly. Ooh, last week.
You've touched me briefly.
So a lot of people think that there's like a combination of theories, and apparently they came to light from a Brazilian fan page.
Yeah.
If I'm going to trust any news outlet from now on, it's going to be solo artists' Brazilian fan pages. That's where I'm going from these days. Okay? Just want everybody to be aware of that.
So I can't help. I'm sorry. I'm going off.
Go on.
It's just the word Brazilian.
For God's sake.
Not because of what you think.
The old bikini wax.
No. So my uncle a long time ago showed me a video.
I like where this is going already.
And it was called Brazilian fart porn.
Fucking hell.
So even someone uncle! Mentions Brazilian, that's all I think of. It was just people farting in other people's mouths. It's disgusting. So moving on, carry on.
Hang on a minute. You just dropped that bomb, literally, not in my mouth, and expect me to happily
I'm
move
not Brazilian.
On. Brazilian fart porn. Was there any other old adults present when your uncle did? How old were you? Was it your 18th birthday?
Could have been.
Happy birthday!
Yeah, have a look at this. Brazilian fart porn.
Are we not going to get any more information about how this came to light?
Nah, that's it.
Wow, I feel like people are going to want to know more about why you were shown Brazilian fart porn from your from uncle.
If you want to know, don't write in.
All right, okay. So,
Avril Lavigne, she's dead.
Brazilian fan page. one of her albums came out, I think, in the year 2000. Let it go. apparently, she struggled with her fame in like 2002. So they brought in a lookalike there's actually a name. But when you Google this person, I can't find.
Yeah, it's because they've just made up the name.
Yeah, because it's not real. Yeah,
because it's not
real. Melissa Vandella.
Oh, I know that.
Do you?
Mm.
Okay. Next door neighbor.
Melissa Vandella. Sounds very much like Nelson Mandela.
Oh, hang on a minute. Is this going to be a Mandela effect?
Maybe it is.
So apparently she was believed to be an Avril Lavigne lookalike or a clone.
Yeah, I mean,
clones clearly, you know, because we clone humans, right?
Yeah.
But apparently due to like, and then she took over from Avril Lavigne because she was struggling with fame and this, that and the other. And then apparently Avril Lavigne died.
Yeah.
And then.
Surely Derek Whibley will have known.
I don't think, they weren't together then.
Derek married the
clone.
The clone.
Slash.
Lookalikey.
Actor double, yeah.
Slash stunt double.
Apparently then Avril Lavigne died in like 2003. And this girl just took over her life, carried on. She was like, yeah, sweet, I'm Avril Lavigne.
Nah. I don't buy it.
And a lot of people have said that it's in the lyrics to like So Much For My Happy Ending.
Yeah, it's just a sad song, isn't it?
It's just a song. But it says here that Avril has responded to it like quite a few years. Friends.
That's like listening to Creed and go, can you take me higher? What? Is he in heaven? Is he? No, it's just a song.
I didn't realise how passionate you were about clones.
Creed.
Everyone's passionate about Creed, right?
What a band.
What a band.
What a band.
What a tune as well.
What a tune.
So basically people think that Avril Lavigne struggled with fame. They brought in a double just to...
Do we know how she died?
No, it just says she was found dead. Like most people are.
Oh, just found. Dead. There she is. Hang on. Come on in.
Right, we've been playing hide and seek for 3 months now. Where were you?
Stunt doubles in.
Yeah.
Quick switcheroo.
But apparently, I haven't. There's a lot of apparently's in all of the stuff that I found. This is the one that I spent most of my time on, as you can tell. In one music video or one photo shoot, Avril Lavigne appears to have the word
a penis.
Your mother's got a penis.
But Melissa, but wasn't she really good friends with the bird that played Sabrina, the teenage witch?
Avril.
Yeah.
Was friends with Melissa Joan Hart?
Yeah.
I don't know. Where are you getting that from?
I'm just guessing.
Okay. I don't know.
So
no, Britney was, because Britney appeared on the show.
Yeah. I knew it was one of them.
I loved a bit of Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
It's great.
Great show.
So she had the word Melissa
on her hand, apparently, yeah. It was either in a video or a photo shoot.
Okay.
So maybe that was just a nod to the piss-taking or whatever.
Yeah.
But when you Google, like, Melissa Vandello and Avril Lavigne, all the pictures are of Avril Lavigne when she was, like, 18.
Yeah.
And then they've just spliced it, and then a picture of her current day going, look at the differences in them.
Oh, she's grown up.
Yeah, she's like 36 years old now or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, it's, yeah.
It's very loose, isn't it? It's loosey-goosey.
It's real loose.
Yeah.
I think it's out.
I think this is the one. I think we've sold another one. Bullshit.
I'm calling bullshit.
As John would say.
Yeah.
I'm calling bullshit.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
We're the real bullshit detectors.
Not Timothy.
Lucinda and Timothy.
Timothy. God, wow. Yeah, wow. I love maths. It's
such
a great show.
Such a lovely guy, Tim. Oh,
I think that's all we've got for conspiracy theories as well.
That's it. I think we've solved most of them.
All of them.
All the ones we spoke about.
Yeah. Easy.
We should be like agents. FBI agents.
Just agents. Not any like kind of agents. Not football agents, FBI agents. Just agents.
Just agents.
Agents, yeah.
Yeah.
What are you agents of? Stuff. Easy.
Yeah.
Easy, innit?
Easy peasy lemon squeezy. Yeah, sweet.
Can you take me higher? Take that bit out of me.
Nope.
No.
Okay, local business legends. This week we are looking at Versatile.
So at Versatile, they provide a tailored approach to suit your needs. They also provide a high quality of work while giving you a professional and efficient service.
So Sussex-based floor and wall tiling. You can contact Lloyd on 07496704745. Check his Instagram, lm_versatile, and email lmversatile@outlook.com, and we will put those details on our page. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Done.
Nice.
That's it.
Fucking smashed it.
That's it. We're done. Flip the table.
Go all Phil Mitchell on the table.
Flip the table. Stick the cameras.
Oh. Off?
Off?
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, just off. And there we go.
I didn't know we were still recording for about 15 to 20 seconds.
I can see it. You're like,
I was like, yeah.
He thinks it's really done, but we're here.
Romeo.
We're here. There we go. Episode 11.
Yeah. Should we fuck off?
Let's go. What should we do? Let's watch some Brazilian fart porn.
Fuck.
Yeah, thanks very much again to everyone that sent in your bits and bobs.
Oh.
Send us your bits and bobs. Great TV, like, kids program. You ever seen it? Bits and Bobs?
Oh, I wonder where you... I thought you were pitching an idea of...
No.
A kids TV show.
Nope. It's a real kids TV program. Bits and Bob.
Sounds made up.
It's legit.
How is it an old one?
No. Like CBeebies, maybe?
Is it as good as Bluey?
No.
Nothing's as good as Bluey.
One of the greatest, apart from the new X-Men that's come out. Oh, God, the table's gone. I've saved it.
Flipped it.
just going to hold it for the last 10 seconds.
Caress it.
Just going to hold it for 10 seconds and see what happens.
See what happens. But do a Dave Anthony, put it in your mouth.
Oh, put it in your mouth and swallow.
It's definitely time to go.
It's definitely time to go. Thanks very much. We love you guys.
Catch you soon.
Catch you on the next one.
Bye.
Bye.